Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Funding for this program is provided in part by listener members like you. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and welcome to Between the Keys. I wonder if we have yet to recover from the Beethoven 250th birthday marathon that started as early as last year. I think the Beethoven marathon's probably going to extend into 2021. Anyway, I want to close out this crazy year of 2020. By featuring music of Schubert. How about that for a change? Schubert has two sets of four impromptus each, and these sets used to be known respectively as Opus 90 and Opus 142. But for those of you who are musicologically correct, they are Deutsch numbers 899 and 935. The impromptus are among Schubert's most popular and frequently recorded piano pieces, both as cycles and in individual performances. So I decided that we would hear the first group of impromptus this week and the second group next week, but I wanted to represent a different pianist for each impromptu, and also, we will shape these programs with impromptus by other composers. Let us begin with a beautiful and relatively early impromptu by Alexander Scriabin, performed by Valentina Lisitsa. Thank you. Valentina Lisitsa was the pianist, and we heard Alexander Scriabin's Impromptu, Opus 14, Number 1. So we're going to now delve into the first collection of Franz Schubert's Impromptus, which were composed in 1827. The first one, in C minor, is an epic piece, which essentially is a set of variations on two themes with a continuous trajectory. I've got a live performance that's slower and more deliberate than what one usually hears in this work, yet I find that the pianist Maria Grinberg really sustains intensity and a sense of the long line in this live 1974 recording, Music of Schubert. The C minor impromptu, the first of Schubert's four impromptus from his Opus 90, and that was a live performance with pianist Maria Grinberg, recorded in 1974. The next impromptu, in E flat major, has two distinct themes. The first is a very lively theme with fast scales in the right hand that fly all over the keyboard. And the second theme is in the minor mode. It's darker in nature. There have been so many great performances of this piece on record. I've chosen another Russian pianist, Rosa Tamarkina, who won second prize in the Frederick Chopin piano competition in Warsaw in 1937 when she was just 17 years old. Sadly, she died in 1950 at the age of 29 of cancer. So she didn't make very many recordings, and what we have is precious, including this performance of the Schubert Impromptu No. 2, recorded in 1942. This is Rosa Tamarkina.
Thank you.
Well, you just heard Rosa Tomarkina, a brilliant and tragically short-lived Russian pianist whose name may not be familiar to Western listeners, or even to many piano mavens, for that matter. She lived from 1920 until 1950. We heard the second of Schubert's impromptus, the one in E-flat major, from Opus 90, or if we want to be politically correct, we will say Deutsch number 899. I've got another impromptu to share with you, and this also has cascading right-hand triplets. It's very different from the Schubert. It's by the Brazilian composer Ernesto Nazareth. It's called Improviso, Estudo de Concerto, Concert Study, and we're going to hear it performed by Clara Svernar. Pianist Clara Svernar playing the Improviso, a concert etude by Ernesto Nazareth. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Between the Keys. We are holding an impromptu session showcasing Schubert's four impromptus, Opus 90, or Deutsch number 899, whichever you prefer. We've heard Schubert's first two impromptus from this group, along with other impromptus and impromptu-like pieces from other composers, such as the composer up next, Béla Bartók. We've got a selection of his improvisations on Hungarian peasant songs, and the pianist will be Florent Beaufort. Music of Béla Bartók. We heard a selection from his 15 improvisations on Hungarian peasant songs with pianist Florent Boffard. He's a pianist I really like. He's got excellent recordings of the Debussy etudes, and also he recorded Schoenberg's piano music. It's a terrific cycle. Now, here is a really petulant and forceful impromptu, and I'm just going to play this music without announcing it, because I think the composer's identity will definitely surprise you, and it certainly surprised me when I first heard this piece. Let's listen.
Thank you.
doubt very much that you could identify the composer. Although, if you're listening online and you're looking at your computer screen, you will already know the composer. And that composer was Jean Sibelius. And that's an impromptu from his Opus 24 group of piano pieces. There's kind of an underlying Spanish influence to that music, maybe. Certainly it doesn't sound like the Sibelius that we know from his symphonies or, I guess, his violin concerto. It was performed, by the way, by the Finnish pianist Janne Martanen, who recorded a 5-disc collection devoted to the complete piano music of Sibelius. It was issued a few years ago by Sony Classical. This box set is not really easy to source, probably because it was not issued in the United States, but maybe you can find it online. It's really worth tracking down. But getting back to Schubert and changing the mood, here is the third of the 4 impromptus, Opus 90. This is the one in G flat, and I think it's one of Schubert's most cherishable piano pieces. It's really a Schubert song disguised as a piano piece, to my mind. There are so many performances of this piece that drag the music out in the kind of slow equals profound manner. I think it really should be played at the a la breve tempo that Schubert indicates, meaning faster than usual. And this way, the music truly takes wing and the drama really, really begins to unfold. And that's really true about what I still feel is the best performance we've had of this work, and that's by one of the greatest 20th century Schubert interpreters ever, Arthur Schnabel. The G-flat Impromptu by Schubert. We heard pianist Arthur Schnabel in a 1950 recording. I've played this several times on this program. I know I've played it at least once, but it's always worth hearing because Arthur Schnabel's eloquence and his perfectly timed phrasing is so wonderful. Also, how he fuses control with the utmost flexibility. We can still learn a lot from him. The third piano suite by the Romanian composer George Enescu is a series of movements that he called Pièce Impromptu. And the third of these pieces is a lovely lyrical melody that the composer marks Andantino. We're going to hear it performed by Luisa Borac. Luisa Borac was the pianist we just heard, and music of George Enescu. That was the melody from his third suite for piano, which is subtitled Pièces Impromptues. The fourth and the final impromptu from Schubert's Opus 90 is in the key of A-flat major, although it begins in A-flat minor. It features cascading triplets in the right hand, and the music goes through several keys before resolving ultimately to its A-flat major home base. A few years ago on this program, I played a performance by the pianist Pavel Nersesian, and this was a performance that was issued on a promotional CD that was sent out at the time that he won the 1991 Leeds International Piano Competition. It was kind of a semi-private recording. I remember hearing Pavel Nersesian in his New York debut around that time, and I also interviewed him. He was actually one of my first professional interview subjects. Anyway, this promotional disc had limited circulation, but I've always kept it because I really love the performances, which include the Brahms Third Sonata, the Scriabin Seventh Sonata, and the Schubert Opus 90 Impromptus. So I'm happy to share this performance again of the A flat major impromptu. This is pianist Pavel Nersesian.
Thank you.
pianist Pavel Nersessian, performing the Impromptu No. 4 in A flat major of Franz Schubert from the Impromptus Opus 90, or the Deutsch number 899, if you want to be politically correct. This is Jed Disler, Artist in Residence for the Classical Network, and I thank you for tuning in to this impromptu session with impromptus by Schubert and other composers. Next week, we will feature Schubert's other collection of four impromptus, the Opus 142, or Deutsch number 935, if you want to be musicologically scrupulous. And we also will have a different pianist for each Schubert impromptu, and we also will have impromptus by other composers. So in the meantime, I wish you a happy, healthy, mindful, and safe holiday season as we wind down this year like no other in recent memory. And we must do better in 2021. It's in our capacity to do so. Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. See you next week, and take care.